This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
March 13th upon us now on the DJV program. This is one of the major morning programs in the country. Happy to have Jennifer Horn along with me as an experienced pro for a number of years. I know she, when I say that, she says, well, I'm feeling old.
No.
It's experience that counts.
Right.
Victoria Keelan, great experience. Kara, so what'd you say? What?
Oh, I just said stop making me sound old.
Oh, okay, I won't.
That's
She's
all.
Younger than springtime, is she? All right, save us, will you please, Jennifer, and bring... Let's get something going that we can sink our teeth into, yes.
Well, here's somebody you don't want to be today, and you probably haven't wanted to be for a long time, and that's Theresa May, who is having a really hard time. British lawmakers overwhelmingly rejected the Prime Minister's Brexit deal for a second time, which has now plunged the UK, as CNN reports, into a further period of political uncertainty. The departure date from the European Union is only 17 days away. This was incredible to listen to this audio of this vote. She lost by a lot. I mean, over 100 votes against her. And after it was all over, she got up and spoke into the mic, and she's extremely hoarse. I don't know if she's sick or if there's just been a lot of shouting going on, but she gave a very rough plea to the House of Commons for lawmakers to support her draft exit deal or run the risk of a chaotic exit from the European Union or no Brexit at all.
But England don't want to get out of the Brexit now. They don't want to
leave. I think they should do another national vote and just see where everybody stands.
Yeah, why isn't that going on? One would wonder. Why not? You can do anything you want.
Who thought they could leave the EU? You might as well just. You're making your own rules, so just keep going and just have another national vote.
I don't know. There's another vote today, and there are so many scenarios. You could leave. They could leave the UK. Or I'm sorry, they could leave the European Union without a deal. There could be a request to delay the Brexit at the European Union summit. The European Union is losing patience, saying that the time for negotiating it's now over. So a lot of questions. If they just leave on March the 29th, that would mean a lot of questions for people who work in other countries or
get
their food from other countries. Right.
Yeah.
It's not going
chaos.
To be easy, certainly.
Complete. This is a lack of leadership. It bears also on the Europeans, the English, but all the rest of the member countries. I think there's 26 countries in the EU. They all need to stand up and take credit, and credit's not the right word. They need to be held accountable for the mess in England, because that mess exists all over Europe. And they haven't figured out how to deal with it. At least the British got fed up and said they were tired. And the vote indicated they were tired. I think 57% of the people that voted in that election wanted to get out of the European Union because of the influx of people coming into England. And they come across, they come up through Europe, and then they go across and get into England. And they've created havoc in the workforce. And with housing, prices already are very high. If you ever go visit England, it's a fabulous place to be. But wow, is it expensive.
It is.
London, yeah. I think, is the most expensive city in the world to live in.
When I lived in London, it made New York feel like it was a bargain.
Oh, yeah.
London
very,
is so
very
expensive.
Expensive, yeah. So, and part of the expense now, Victoria, is this influx of people, the taxation that's required to take for, you think taxes are bad here, go over there. The tax, the whole situation, and it's beginning to eat away at the foundation, the character, if you will, of all of Europe. It isn't the people, and I don't mean to make this sound racist because it's not, or racial, but because of the influx, European the inhabitants of Europe are by nature more white than not. But because the British, the British have a lot to answer for, going back over the years of the British Empire and how they took over most of the world, tried to, they were very aggressive, very, very aggressive. You know, we think we can criticize ourselves for being somewhat aggressive in the Middle East, but we got nothing.
No way. British colonialism is way ahead of everybody
Dutch,
else.
The French, the Spanish, they really...
The Caribbean,
all
of the Caribbean.
It all belongs,
It's so much of Africa. They have basically decimated entire cultures. So some people say this is just karma.
Well, it is, to a point. It is. I think you're looking at it with a universal global view rather than just the... You know, the circumstances that exist today, this is what's coming back to roost are the years of colonialism. And they brought a lot of people. If you go to London or a lot of places in England, there are a lot of people from the Commonwealth countries that live there and have easy access to, whether it's South Africa, whether it's Australia or Canada, whatever places around the world that they controlled, those people have easy access. But now combine that with the unwanted influx of a lot of the people coming up from the Middle East, areas that were not part, and I think that's part of the cultural problem here. Many of the people coming to the Middle East don't have any connection to British culture. And that's what, if you've spent any time, I'm sort of an Anglophile. I've been in England, I've been back and forth about 100 times over my life because my daughter went to school there, amongst other things. But I just feel very comfortable there. I love England, love being there. But I don't like what it's become. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. And Theresa May is not an inspired leader. She doesn't have there's not a confidence that surrounds her like there was with Tony Blair. Tony Blair was kind of a showboat in a manner of speaking. He knew how to talk to people, how to get deals done. I don't sense that that's the same. Theresa May is a typical politician. And it's, they're trying to deal with things that are so difficult to deal with. And unless you have really a good creative mind or good creative minds around you, you're going to stumble and fall. And that's what, this is the second vote, right? Isn't this the second of these, or the third?
Not, maybe the third.
The second
maybe the
big
third.
One that's failed.
Yeah. Right.
But you know
really
what I learned?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, so the thing that I learned is that we should be rooting for Theresa May, even though she seems to be struggling, because if she goes, the person in charge is Jeremy Corbyn, who I think I heard CNN say that he was to the far left of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. If that's true. Yeah, if that is true, our relationship, whatever you think of Trump, it just is what it is. Our leader is our leader right now, at least for the next couple of years. That's going to be pretty tense going, I think.
Yeah. What about Joe Biden? Speaking of that, yesterday Joe Biden said he was going to announce what he was going to do, which in my mind is an announcement that I'm running. If he wasn't going to run, he'd just say, I'm not running. But he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do in the next couple of weeks. So my money is on him running. So it'll be interesting to see how that... Does everybody else read it the same way, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the fence. I don't know. I don't know if he's really going to...
Whether he's going to run or whether you'd support him.
Oh, I would support him, but I don't know if he's really going to pull the trigger and run. I don't know.
I think he's been taking his time to see how the Democratic Party reacts, because I think there's been such a push left that if Joe Biden, there's certain politicians, and we've talked about this, that have more skin in the game because they have more name recognition. So, like, Hillary Clinton, could her ego stand another loss? Could Joe Biden's ego stand another loss? Bernie Sanders, he's kind of crazy enough to do it again. But the people that have real ego in the game are the ones that are taking their time getting in, because they know that their political legacy sort of rests on it. I think he's only going to run if he thinks he has a real chance. I think he does, but it's going to be interesting to see how the party chews him up and spits him out, because the party is moving really far left. And so is he going to be bullied into that position, or is he going to present himself to be the moderate? I think the voters want a moderate, but I just don't know that the party is geared up to support an old white guy when they're supposed to be the party of diversity. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Two old white guys. Well, it'll be two old white guys if Bernie, and if it comes down, if it boils down to Bernie versus Biden at the convention, and then two old white guys if it's Trump versus Biden. Pretty interesting to see how all of that shakes out. But I'm thinking Biden's going to run, frankly. 16 past the hour on the DJV program. Does back pain have you stuck in a place you don't want to be, so that you can't rest, you can't work, you can't have fun, no physical activity? If you are having lower back pain, you're certainly not alone by any stretch of the imagination. Let's see if we can deal with it. Thanks to the ultimate lower back relief formula from Purity Products. The lower back, source of most problems for most people, it certainly is mine. The sciatica stuff that I've had over the years from doing lots of work. I had an exam yesterday, and the lady said to me, "I don't understand how you still walk." I said, "I walk because I'm determined to walk." And you can't tell by looking at me or my walk. It hurts because I've done so much over the years, lifting things the wrong way and being aggressive on the farm with working on equipment and things like that. I sleep well, and I walk well, and I feel well. But I don't like this distraction caused mostly by the muscles pulling around. And the muscle, the back problems, the back relief that you seek is basically the release of the muscles, the tension on the muscles. And that's what this ultimate lower back relief formula does. It's all natural, clinically tested, an herbal formula, in fact, that provides you with back comfort, flexibility, the sort of support that you need. So, I've sold you on the product. Now, how do you get it? Well, you'll like the fact that you can get the first bottle free. I think that'll motivate you somewhat. Get a free bottle of the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Pay for shipping. That's it. Call now for your free bottle, 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. You can mention DJV to be sure that you get the free bottle. And then they'll charge, I think it's $4.95 for shipping. Again, that number for the ultimate relief, the lower back relief formula from Purity at 800-291-4180.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank $47.50. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/16/19. See associate for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I want to find out what happened last night on The Bachelor. I wait every day because I know this is a very important program for all of us. Excuse me. All right, Kara, what happened on The Bachelor? Who's zooming who?
I don't know if anyone's being zoomed. Actually, the entire season was, you know, about him being a virgin, and
still,
I don't think so. They won't say it. Apparently, a gentleman never tells, but they definitely zoomed, if that's what we're gonna call
Bone.
It. But anyway, yeah. So he there was a girl in the season who dumped him. He ended up picking her. Now they're together, and I guess they're in love. And they announced The Bachelorette, and she's the worst person ever. So very excited for the next season. Can't wait.
Good God. Amazing. 21 FD. Aren't you excited, folks, that you now are updated on The Bachelor here from the DJV show?
D. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This song. Now, due to popular demand, McCartney has added a second Vegas show to his North American tour. Imagine being this much in demand. This is a 20,000 capacity venue sold out on the 28th of June. So now the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas is going to be open on the 29th of June. For those of you who want to go to Las Vegas and see the latest show from McCartney, how many different, he's got a lot of legs here in America on this tour. It's called his Freshen Up Tour. First extended U.S. run since the one-on-one tour that played a couple of million fans a couple of years ago. The Freshen Up Tour kicked off after the release of his latest album, Egypt Station, hit number one on the album chart back last fall.
It's got some great songs on it.
Yeah, listen to this. It sounds like McCartney is really still, certainly has it. 17th studio album for him. First time in 36 years that anything he's done has debuted at number one. And you say the old guys don't have it? Okay, Joe Biden's the same age as Paul McCartney. And Trump is the same age, too. Anyway, 76 years old, 3 hours a night, and he's cooking along pretty nicely. How old is his wife? Her 50s, I think, isn't she?
I think so. I don't think she's like an inappropriate age. I think that they're sort of, they seem very cute and happy together.
They do, don't they? Yes, they do.
Yeah.
McCartney and his band performing at a range of venues, including outside the Colosseum in Rome, in Red Square in Moscow, at Buckingham Palace, White House. He had a free show in Mexico for 400,000 people. And it was in Candlestick Park. This is where the Beatles had their final concert, by the way, back in 66. So if you're interested, the tickets for the latest show in Vegas go on sale to the public next Monday at 10 o'clock local time. So if you're a McCartney fan, there you go. Paul McCartney in the musical news. Also, kind of from the same era. A lot of rumors around Queen, whether they'd make a sequel to Bohemian Rhapsody because of all the attention. Rami Malek winning Best Actor for his portrayal of Freddie Mercury. There are reports he might be asked to strap on the fake teeth one more time for a sequel to it. How about that? Another movie? How do we do? How do you get another movie out of that?
Well, you pick up right where they left off at Live Aid.
I suppose.
So
yep.
They had, yeah. In 1986, the Magic Tour, that was their final tour because then Freddie found out that he had HIV. But right. They only did 26 shows and over a million people attended the shows. That's how big the venues were. So right. That's kind of impressive. So there's a
So would you support, is this
story.
A good idea from your perspective, Victoria? You
I'm so torn on this. I would definitely see it if they made it, and especially if Rami Malek was back. But the right. only thing is, you know, at the end of the movie, I thought it ended in a beautiful way, and it told how Freddie lived the rest of his life with his partner and yeah. Mary Austin, his best friend.
Best friends forever.
Yeah, he was the godfather to her child, and yeah. I think it ended in such a nice way. I think it
very
was
nice.
Wrapped up.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know that. You know,
be sad. This would have to be sad.
Exactly.
It would have to be.
We all know how it ended, and also kind of the timing. I mean, they already said that he had AIDS in that movie, which is earlier than it actually is in the real timeline.
No surprises,
so it would kind of hurt the timeline of the second one.
Yeah, right. Anyway, there's the North American Arena Tour. Adam Lambert playing the lead singer. A lot of tickets being sold for that. So anyway, let them do well and enjoy themselves. That's all I can say. It's a fabulous movie, that's for sure. 28 past the hour on the DJB program. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's top.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sentenced last week to nearly 4 years in prison, former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort will be in a Washington, D.C. courtroom today, where he could get another 10 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. The Washington Post's reporter Philip Rucker says a pardon for Manafort by President Trump is not out of the question.
And the president has been quite sympathetic about the case of Paul Manafort and has been for many months now, including at the end of last week after the judge in Virginia issued that 4-year prison sentence.
He spoke on MSNBC. Another union of flight attendants has written the FAA expressing concerns about the Boeing 737 MAX 8, which has been grounded by governments around the world after a fatal crash in Ethiopia Sunday that was the second deadly crash of such a plane in less than 5 months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Join us if you have an independent mind. You will love the conversation on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, in this half hour. Let's wave. Everybody wave to each other. Wave. Hello. How do you do?
Hello.
It's Wednesday. Hi. Hi, Victoria. Why don't you bring us into some place that man has never gone before?
Well, how about let's go to college, because this is a story that is not going away anytime soon.
You're right.
This is
that.
In case you haven't heard, this is a $25 million scam for getting basically rich kids into some elite schools across the country. And people are really wondering now, Felicity Huffman, she was arrested yesterday morning. She was given a $250,000 bail. Lori Loughlin, who is an actress from best known for Full House, Aunt Becky. Her husband, Massimo, last name unpronounceable.
Guillermo.
he was arrested yesterday as well. He's been charged with a million
$1 million bond, and Lori Loughlin will be turning herself in the next few hours. She was in Europe when she got the call that she had to return home immediately.
Filming a movie or something, I think, wasn't she?
Probably, yeah. She does a lot of Lifetime movies, so she probably was. So she got on a plane. She's headed back to Los Angeles. She will turn herself in today. We don't know what her bail will be set at. But the one name, the biggest name in here, really is William H. Macy, and how he has managed to skate by without being charged with anything, even though the court records show that he was very much involved in this scam, that he and his wife, Felicity Huffman, were desperate to get their daughter into USC, and they paid $15,000 in a specific bribe. They also paid this guy, Rick Singer, the one who was running the scam. They paid him, I think it was, well, Lori Loughlin, they paid him $500,000 to get their dumb daughter into USC. Yeah. And the revelations coming from this are really just remarkable, the lengths that these parents went to.
Let's go to the talk tree here and see what fits in terms of where this goes. Does this have the same stench associated with it as a lot of the sexual fiascos that have ruined people's careers? Is Felicity Huffman's career over? William H. Macy, is his career over? Are these people that are connected to this out? Are they gone? Will this
heavily
finish
them tarnished, off? I'd say. Yeah. Heavily tarnished.
I don't think it has the same stench just because, I don't know, sexual crimes have such a... It makes me think that people are really gross and creepy and, like, disgusting. This just makes me not respect them at all. Yeah. Maybe someday they can have a career later, but I don't think people are going to forget. People are definitely going to remember, and it's going to be a thing that they joke about them for the rest of their careers.
One of the things that is not coming to the surface as much, the high visibility of these people that you've mentioned, Victoria. There are other politicos that are involved in this, heads
CEOs.
Of companies that are involved in this. It's not just the actors and actresses
and
Hollywood bigwigs. Yeah, a lot of people.
50 people have been charged. And, you know, and I'm sure this is not the only scam that's running in the country right now to get kids into certain schools.
No, probably not.
But you know, this is definitely comes as a, it should serve as a big warning to anybody.
Yep.
You know, like, teach your kids a value of hard work. If they don't get into the school that they want to go to, well, you know what? Go to a different school, get your grades up and transfer.
From that little crapper who's the daughter of Huffman and Macy, what a little...
Lori Loughlin. No, no, that's Lori Loughlin's
daughter. That's the other one. Oh, okay.
She's a waste of space.
Woo! That's for sure. Yeah. Today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, let's celebrate National Good Samaritan Day, Good Samaritan Involvement Day. This is a day for many people to just leave their egos on the door, unselfish actions to help people in need, celebrate just being kind. You know, the term Good Samaritan comes from the Bible, actually. The Samaritan helped a stranger who had been robbed and beaten, left to die on the side of the road. You know that story from the Bible. Samaritan not only cleaned the man's wounds and clothed him, but took him to an inn where he paid for the man's care. Kind of like what Kardashian is doing for that guy paying 5 years' rent. The guy that was in jail for...
Yeah, that's a good... that's a good correlation.
Good Samaritan. That's a good
deed.
She is
being a good Samaritan. Yep.
Yeah, she is. So here's an idea on how to observe the day. If you're looking for a suggestion, make an effort. Help somebody else. Find someone who's struggling, having a problem, and you can go to Good Samaritan Day, or I guess on Twitter, hashtag Good Samaritan Day, and you can post... I don't know if I would do something, if I want to post it on social media. It might give somebody an idea from something you did before, but I think there's a sort of ego test. It's kind of like when celebrities give to some cause and then they do a press release. I just gave $5 million to...
Well, that's the thing about Kim. She privately contacted the guy and she never told anybody that she did it, but he was so excited he took to Twitter to let everyone
know.
I think
that's the better way to do it, is if you see someone else doing a good act or doing something nice for people, to post about it. So maybe you can inspire yourself and other people instead of posting about your own good deeds.
Right. So... if you go back over this, I mean, this has been going on. The day itself was proclaimed a number of years ago. It started in honor of the death of Catherine Genovese, who was murdered near her home on this date, 1964. Just one Good Samaritan stopped and come out that night, she might probably still be alive or kill her.
Did you learn about that story, Doug? Did you know about that, the Kitty Genovese story?
I'm recollecting
because we learned
something
about it in psychology classes and the whole thing.
Did you?
Because it's this big story where basically this woman was being attacked and there were neighbors all around in their windows, people walking outside, they heard her screaming, they watched, nobody did anything because they
nobody
all assumed,
called police.
When police talked to them after, they all said, well, I thought someone else would call the police, and no one did. So that's why you got to be the person to step up and do something instead of waiting
step
for other
up.
People.
Yep. All right. It's a story that I think has merit. I want to spend a few minutes on this Wi-Fi deal. Whether you've heard this or not, Victoria, Germany has warned through its environmental ministry this week that there are enough health risks associated with Wi-Fi, wireless technology, that it ought to be avoided, according to...
Good luck, Germany.
That.
How does anyone avoid Wi-Fi?
That's it. The stuff that's in the air, it poses severe health risks, according
sure
to the German government.
Yep.
This is a very damning statement on this technology that's growing very fast. I think that there are a lot of people who, I mean, during this program, we're all around Wi-Fi. Everybody's all around Wi-Fi.
How do you
can't
even...
can't escape it. You're right.
Can't escape it. And my computer, like, even if I wanted to get rid of Wi-Fi, my computer is completely wireless. There isn't even a way for me to plug my computer into an internet modem if I wanted to have a hard connection without Wi-Fi.
They don't have any more of these. No. I used to use the... what do they call the lines? The direct line? I'm trying to remember what they were called.
DSL?
No, it was.
Are you talking about the Ethernet cord?
Ethernet, thank you. Yes, can't do that.
I don't
anymore.
Even have an Ethernet port on my computer. It has to all be Wi-Fi. My printer doesn't. It's all wireless. Yeah. It's all Wi-Fi.
Look out below. Now, we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about your teeth, dental care, that sort of thing. I want to start by getting you to focus on your smile. How bright is it? How white is it? Are you a coffee drinker? Drink tea, Life Change tea, yum stuff, good for your body, but maybe a little bit of tarnishment on your enamel. You want to lift the stains off of your teeth so you have that wonderful white smile. Whitening products are all over the place. Whitening strips, toothpaste that has a little, those little marble things that are supposed to scratch the, and they do, they scratch the enamel, they get rid of the, they whiten your teeth, but make a mess out of your real teeth. So here's the 5-minute solution to a brighter, whiter smile. It's called Power Swabs, all natural, patented tooth detergent whitening agent developed by a dentist, available in dentist's office until recently. Now you can get it by calling 800-208-1797. Power Swabs will remove in a healthy manner the stains on your teeth, caps, veneers, everything gets cleaned up with Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797, reference the DJV program, and you buy it for half the retail price. That's the deal, 50% off the retail price. Call 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, 44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Are you having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your children? Let's find out how we can fix that problem. Corrine Wilson is a manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut. Spent 20 years in the direct patient business, and now she's a contributor in lots of different ways with helpful tips, maybe a few tricks for dental hygiene, making it fun. I have a 4-year-old, 4 years, 4 months, Corrine, my grandson, and he likes to brush his teeth. I don't know. I watched him the other day brush. I'm not sure he's doing a great job of it, but he seems to like, is he in the minority? Do most young people not like to brush their teeth?
Well, you know what? I'm finding that more and more children are getting into brushing their teeth. I mean, there's just a few kids here or there that are like with their heels and hands up, but I'm finding that a lot of kids now are really getting into liking their teeth and liking to take care of their teeth. And we're trying to get them excited about taking care of their teeth. So we have all kinds of great tips to get them there.
All right. First question is, once you get them excited, how long, and is it parents, you know, they're supposed to brush, we're all told by our dentist, brush down so the gums will not recede, things like that. This is maybe a little young for that. How do you teach them to brush the right way?
Well, we're starting them out with a great toothpaste that they really will enjoy and that they'll get in there. And so we're just trying to get the actual toothbrush in their mouth. So once they've got that in there, what we're trying to do is trying to get them to do a nice, easy, circular motion, not scrubbing or rubbing back and forth because they can easily get into that habit. But if you can guide them in the beginning to do nice, circular motion to kind of be on the gums and the teeth at the same time, because a lot of bacteria can go below the gum line and cause a lot of issues that way. So we try to start them with nice, circular motions and making sure they're getting to all areas of their mouth.
So what did you do? You have two girls. What did you do to teach them how to brush? Did you have awareness? You've been in this business. You've been around dentistry for a long time. So was it like, have they become, is it, Mom, no, don't tell us that. Or, Mom, gee, thanks. This is great. How do your children, how'd they respond when you were trying to teach them?
Well, the first thing that I tried to get them involved in is I always found a toothpaste that they loved and a flavor that they loved. So they would just grab the toothbrush, put that toothpaste on there, and they would start doing it. I actually just introduced them to the new Crest toothpaste. It comes in strawberry and blueberry and strawberry and bubblegum.
Really?
So they
I love blueberries.
Yeah,
how about adults? Strawberry. Can we brush them? I want blueberry toothpaste. Where do we get that?
No, it's not blueberry. I'm sorry. It's strawberry and bubblegum flavor. So they started using that. And what it is that I just started showing them. I started showing them with a nice circular motion and letting them do it. And then we started using the little hourglass timer so they would try to make sure that they could watch the sand go all the way to the bottom. And they would make sure. And I started telling them I'd hum a little song for them. And I'd make that song get longer and longer and longer and longer and try to get them to the end of that song. So there's all kinds of little tricks that you can do to get your kids brushing.
Yeah, that's a good, I mean, whatever you can do. And is it the same motion? Do you advise them to do the brushing the same way you brush your teeth, use the same motions, or is it different for youngsters than it is for adults?
No, we're trying to start them out young. So it's the same kind of motion. It's a nice circular motion. If you look at a lot of the power toothbrushes, the Oral-B one that I personally use, and I have my kids now that they're a little older using, they tend to like those power brushes because it makes a lot of noise. And it's a round, circular, osculating motion that the toothbrush makes. So it does a really nice job of cleaning the surface of the teeth in an effective way and getting rid of the bacteria along the gum line. So start them out young.
Yep. Well, I think you have to all be, dental hygiene is so important. If you have, as you get older, you got trouble with your gums, you have trouble with your health in general. The gums predicate your health. And so it's very important to teach children the essence and for adults to know it as well. So where do we go for more information, Corrine?
You can go to your local dental professional, or you can also go, if you're looking for something online, go to Crest.com for more tips and information on the Crest cavity, the toothpaste that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Crest Kids Cavity Prevention Toothpaste.
All right, got it. Thank you. Corrine Wilson with some helpful information on dental care for youngsters. 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter what your age, you understand the impact these days of the music from Queen. So we start Movie Moments with that. Chuck Curry is not here with us today, but Kara and Victoria and I have a focus. We've been talking off and on about two things. The arena tour with Adam Lambert and the rest of the group from Queen. But now there's a suggestion that another movie be made about Freddie Mercury and the rest of his life. And do we think that's a good idea? I think we've agreed among ourselves we're not so sure, because this was upbeat. It was very positive. It was a nice presentation about the history of the group and Freddie Mercury. And so if you have a sequel to it, isn't going to be a downer if it's the rest of his life showing him suffering and dying a horrible death having AIDS. Who wants to see that? I don't want to see that.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know that this is really going to go forward. I know that it's pretty heavily rumored right now, but Brian May and Roger Taylor have been so fiercely protective of Freddie's image.
Yeah.
And, you know,
and the other two members of the group, yep.
Yeah, and I can't see them making a movie or endorsing a movie that shows Freddie or Rami Malek playing Freddie in the last days of his life, where if you've ever seen anybody dying of AIDS, it's, you know, if
awful.
You see images of it, it's just, it's horrible. And to leave that image in people's heads, I just don't think that they would do it. I really don't. And then Mary Austin, his real life best friend, Mary would have to to play heavily into that because she took care of Freddie until he died, and she would have to really be a big part of the story. I don't know that she would endorse that either. She is so fiercely protective of him as well. She doesn't ever do interviews. She doesn't talk about it. I don't know. I don't know that it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, where I think the question is, does it need to happen? And maybe the answer to that is no. In a moment,
I'd like to see a documentary maybe that has some unseen footage.
Maybe.
That would be fun.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun. Yep. Documentaries are doing very well. If you haven't seen, I haven't talked much about this on the air, my experience seeing the documentary about Apollo 11 that's out now. The theater was full when I went to see it last Friday night, and it was a fabulous. A little slow here and there. It's not a movie. It's the actual story from footage from Cape Kennedy and from the Johnson Space Center and what happened at the launch and the whole thing. I mean, all you see the picture of all the celebrities that were at the launch, politicians, Johnny Carr. I mean, that group. It was fun. It's a good movie. You ought to see it. It's great historical perspective for people who weren't even alive in 69 to understand what really went on and to get the feeling of how the world literally... The world was stood still while these guys took off through the 5 days of the flight out there. And when Armstrong put his foot on the moon for the first time, that was totally uniting the last thing in the history of the planet, the modern history that has brought the whole planet together. Fabulous story. In a moment, I want to talk about this new movie with Dev Patel called The Wedding Guest right after this.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so The Wedding Guest. What have you ladies heard? You all like Dev Patel. He's been around now for, 10, 12 years or so. He's earned his chops. I think he's a good actor. But this is a Slumdog Millionaire. Remember all that stuff and the things he's done?
That movie, wow. What a movie that was. That just so moving.
Yeah. There are some people who think he'd make a good James Bond. In fact, he's been on the list of people potentially to be the next James Bond. Anyway, he's in this movie, The Wedding Guest, and it's a dark movie, or at least from the trailer, for my money, it kind of looks like it'll be a dark. I see it because I like him.
He's actually in two movies right now. Apparently he's playing a kidnapper, and he goes to a wedding and kidnaps the bride-to-be, and then there's all kinds of scandal and drama, but not something I'm used to seeing him in.
No, and he actually, I think they fall in love. I don't want to give too much of the story away, but he falls for her and whatever. So there it is, a little tidbit on The Wedding Guest. It's 59 past the hour here on The Big Tidbit.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.